Hi, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here, and you're listening to the Weekday Podcast. Have you ever noticed how much easier it is to forgive other people than it is to forgive yourself? I mean, chew on that for just a second. We tell our friends, hey, don't worry about it. It's fine. I forgive you. And we mean it, but then we spend years, literal years, hanging on to our own mistakes, replaying them like some kind of greatest hit album of our worst moments. We can become experts at self-punishment, carrying around invisible backpacks filled with rocks labeled that dumb thing I said 10 years ago, or that time I let everybody down, or that major mistake that I can't take back. What if I told you that this was never God's plan for you? So thanks for jumping in and grabbing a cup of encouragement with the Weekday Podcast. We'll be right back. Let's pick up where we left off. Remember, if we're not careful, we become experts at self-punishment. And my friend, that's not God's plan for you, ever. Paul writes in Philippians, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, he says, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us forward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not going to turn back. That's Philippians chapter 3 from the Message beginning in verse 12. Did you catch what Paul is saying? Paul, who once persecuted Christians before his conversion, isn't dwelling on the past. He's off and running and not turning back. What would your life look like if you decided to run forward without constantly looking over your shoulder? Here's something that's so crucial. Self-forgiveness isn't about letting yourself off the hook. It's about acknowledging that the hook was never yours to hang on to in the first place. In 2 Corinthians, Paul says, now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone, a new life emerges. A fresh start, a new creation, the old life gone. But wait, you might be thinking, Chuck, you don't know what I've done. Well, you're right, I don't. But I know something more important. I know what God has done. In Isaiah 43, God says, I am the one who takes care of your sins. That's what I do. I don't keep a list of your sins. God doesn't keep a list, so why do we? Have you ever thought that maybe, just maybe, holding on to your past mistakes isn't actually humility, but it's a form of pride? Because when we refuse to forgive ourselves, we're essentially saying that our standards are higher than God's, that our judgment matters more than His mercy. And when we do that, we're putting ourselves in a position God never asked us to occupy. We're trying to be both the defendant and the judge, which is a role reserved for God and God alone. One of my favorite passages is in Psalm 103. The Message puts it this way. God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He's rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag or scold. He holds no grudges. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. Can you imagine? I mean, think about that. Just imagine living like you actually believe that. Self-forgiveness is an act of obedience. It's saying, God, if you've forgiven me, who am I to disagree? When we forgive ourselves, we're not lowering the bar. We're acknowledging the height of the cross. I want to challenge you today, friends, to start practicing self-forgiveness as a spiritual discipline. And here's three quick steps. First, acknowledge the truth. Name the mistake. Own it fully without minimizing it. When you own it, you can also release it. Secondly, receive God's forgiveness, not intellectually, but right down in your bones. Feel the weight lift. And third, this is the hardest part, I think. Decide to walk in that freedom. When the old thought patterns come back, and they will, just gently remind yourself, that's no longer who I am. Let's move forward. In Romans, Paul writes, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Dead to sin, alive to God. Which voice are you listening to today? Self-forgiveness isn't self-indulgence. It's self-surrender. It's saying, God, your grace is more than enough, and I'm going to live like I believe that. So today, my friend, put down the rocks you've been carrying. Your shoulders weren't designed for that weight. This is Chuck Allen, and until tomorrow, remember, you are forgiven, not just by God, but hopefully starting right now by yourself as well. Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.